Today on In Spirit Radio, a visit with Dr. Gustave Dutoit. Dr. Gustave is a founder and senior pastor of the Lofdal International Fellowship, founded in 1981. It's vibrant, praying, and word-based church in Cape Town, South Africa.
Thank you for having me on your program, and good morning to all the listeners.
Amen. For those who maybe aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about you and your ministry, and then what brings you to the USA.
Okay. I was born in 1956 in the copper field in Zambia. It was northern Rhodesia in a town called Shingola. Then we had to get out of Zambia when it was still northern Rhodesia, when the new group took over. Then grew up in Benoni, Johannesburg area. Come out of a generation out of the 1700s of preachers. I was the first in 1969. I was invited to a home meeting, and there was Pentecostals. And that night I realized I'm not saved. I am religious. I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. All what I know my whole life is church, until that night I had an encounter with God. And I know there was a calling of God on my life. And in 1974, after training and everything, I stepped into the ministry. I was 19 years old and pioneered most churches. Present, I'm in Cape Town for the past 45 years. Took over a church in 1981, the 1st of January, with three ladies. And within 3 months, we had a church back to capacity. And today, we've got a worldwide ministry because I refuse to live in limitation. Many people live in a prison without bars. Their mind keeps them prisoners because of the information. And now I never had in mind, I thought I'm going to be just a good pastor, retired at the age of 60, and God had greater plans. Now, never say no when God says go. And since 1996, I was invited the first time to the U.S., end up in Louisiana, of all places. My first message that I preach here in a church was in the Bolt Ministry in Bayou Sorrel in the swamps, Pastor Mel Manguno. And that changed everything. Never had in mind, I'm coming back ever again to the United States. And in 1998, a prophet came to me. She and her husband, Lindy and Ron Masters, they flee out of Zimbabwe when they murdered all these people at that mission station. And she started laughing and said, get ready. You're going to live more out of your suitcase than out of your wardrobe. And you're going to travel. Now, there's two things I hate, was traveling and living out of a suitcase. This trip that I'm doing right now as we speak since 2001, trip number 156 times to America alone. Wow. Not the other countries. So what brings me here? In my heart, I want to see a generation that will develop, that will become giants. In 2013, a revival hit our church. And our church, the big auditorium, is among squatter camps, gravel road. It's winter. A monkey cannot walk there with a cane of the potholes. We don't have central heating. Thousands of people came on June the 5th, 2013, and the revival broke out. People fly in from all over the world, and we've seen the miraculous. After 2.5 weeks, we had God TV at that time and a speaker from Canada. We took it over, and it kept the revival. We've seen the dead raised. I've seen the glory cloud come in. I've seen the gold manifest. I've seen the oil manifest. I've seen supernatural miracles by the grace of God. But this is the key. The night when we took over the revival, the Lord told me, he said, you never pray alone for people in prayer lines. You're not the man. You're not a superstar. I want to call out people to pray, the people who's available. He said the senior people, because at my age, I don't speak about old people anymore. They will be the wisdom. Never write off senior people. So, and the younger people will be the energy, so that the senior people, the recycled youth, can help the younger generation not to make the same mistakes we have made. And then the Lord said, my end time move will be nameless and faceless. Now today, you hear this phrase all over the world. It happened in the revival in June 2013. in Kraaifontein in Cape Town. And we've seen all these things happen. So the question is, we have time against us. I was diagnosed with cancer in July the 10th, exactly a year ago today. They gave me 6 months to live. And I realize time is my most valuable possession. So out there, every person that listen, it's not the car, not the house, not the excuse. We're at the time when we need to take the biggest excuse I have and throw it out. So we do 11 services. In 2012, we did 17 services until they murdered one of our pastors. Then we did go to 15 services. And then after the lockdown, the COVID, we start back with 9, and now we do 11 services on a Sunday. My heart is to make disciples of all nations. Jesus didn't say only get church members. It's the great commission and the great commandment. Because Jesus shed his blood for the lost. And if we can get the believers, each one, to pick up the heartbeat again. Jesus said this, the works I have done, you will do them also, but you will do greater works. So we're destined for greater works. Ephesians 1, we called, we handpicked, we set apart, Amplified Classic. You load it with the power of God. Excuses will work in the natural, never in the spirit. Never let the excuse keep you away to do impeccable things for God. Moses, what do you have in your hand? A stick. Stretch the stick and the water depart. People thirsty, what do you have in your hand? A stick. Hit the rock. If that was under the old covenant, how much more we in the new covenant?
Yes.
So the message of the hour, heaven, unemployed office are closed. We need men and women, every born-again believer, to take up his place. The only thing you take into eternity is people. You don't take fame. You don't take money. You don't take diamonds. You only take people. And if the church, and that's the message God is bringing back, raising up people to do that. When I was in Vietnam recently, they don't tell you the program because they have two phrases. Wait and see, I'll tell you later. On a Tuesday night, they told me Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock. I'm the minister, I preach. In my mind, there's 8 to 12 people coming to in a communist country where you are shot or arrested for the gospel, and this service is going to be 10 minutes. They dropped me at a place where hundreds and hundreds of motorcycles. I thought I'm at a motorcycle dealership. They dropped me and say, walk down. Walk down where? Walk down. The next moment, a man grabbed me, pushed me through a door, and closed the door. And here's the pastor. Sweet, we became friends, speaking broken English. I said, Pastor, how many people comes to this meeting on a Wednesday morning? I said, 8 to 12. He said, you see all these hundreds of motorcycles, they're all in here. They were driving from yesterday morning to be this morning, right through the day, right through the night. These people walk 3 days by foot to be in the service. I felt like a backslider. I said, sir, how long must the service be? 10 minutes. He said, nothing less than 4 hours. But by the way, you can be arrested and you can be shot because you don't know who signed to you as a spy. I said, after the service, he said, there's 60 young people here, age 18 to 25. He said, you're going to lay hands on them, release them to be missionaries all over Vietnam. We've trained them. Some of them you will see today. Some of them you will see never again. They will be shot and arrested for lifetime in prison, and they're willing to do that. I think, dear Jesus, I feel like a backslider. You know, the weather is not right. It's too cold, it's too hot, be too sick, it's too fat, too skinny, too old, too young. All the excuses. I said to this gentleman, I said, after this is finished, I'm going to send prayer requests to South Africa, to America and Europe to pray. He said, no, we don't need your prayers in the Western world. You Christians in the Western world are shallow with God. We pray that you will go through persecution so that you can get serious with God again. So, Pastor, that changed my life. Because we don't have time to waste. And I've traveled the nations. Since I was diagnosed last year, I've been on 70 airplanes. I did not go for treatment until January 2024 with holistic stuff. So it's going to cost more than the C word or swine flu that I just had or infections in my main arteries to get me dead. I refuse it. By his stripes we are healed, and he sent his word to heal us from all our diseases.
Amen. Pastor Gustav joining us today on In Spirit Radio as we find out a little bit more about his international ministry. And Pastor Gustav, you talked on a couple of really key points about how when the enemy throws the biggest challenges at us, that's when we're on the brink of a real breakthrough.
Yes.
Maybe you could expand on that for somebody who's really struggling today, okay, or willing to maybe just shut down and stop.
The greatest thing Scripture says in 1 John chapter 5, we have world-overcoming faith. 2003, I was diagnosed. I had shingles and then the C thing again. And on the Sunday, God healed me supernaturally. But here's the keys. To step out of where you are, Satan's plan is to take you out of your position, bring you in a condition. We are seated in heavenly places. So he comes with sickness. He tries to steal your car, your money, your health, your false teeth, your weak, your eyebrows, whatever. And he can do nothing with that. That's the avenue how to get to your confidence. So there's keys that I will help a person. Number one, stop listening to the lies of the devil. The devil say, you're hopeless. I know. I may feel hopeless, but I'm important. There's times that you, when my son died, I realized there's times that you don't hold on to God, but God holds on to you. Now, when you're in the midst of something, what advice people give you normally doesn't work because you think they don't understand. 2003, God healed me on a Sunday. 2004, the president of our nation phoned me, Thabo Mbeki, I have nominated you to run for South Africa with the Olympic flame. What I did. And by the grace of God. Stop listening to the lies of the devil, number one. Number two, let go of the past. The past carries the potential to poison your future. If you're parked in the past, God cannot let go of your tomorrow unless you go of your yesterday. Because the past will always bring up all the guilt and condemnation and all your mistakes. We know what we are. God chose us with all our shortcomings and mistakes. Somebody gossiped to me and say, they say that about you. I said, if they know me like I know myself, they would say worse things than that. I said, and if I was God, I wouldn't choose Gustav, I said, because I know myself too well. That stopped the thing. Stop listening to the lies of the devil. Let go of the past. Number three, guard your tongue. When I agree, when the specialist told me I'm going to die in the next 6 months, tumors, cancer spread, and it was my bones already, and terrible stuff. I hit on the table, say, I don't accept it. I jump on an aeroplane, flew to Dubai, smuggled somebody out of Russia, flew then to all the nations. I was in Thailand and Mesot, where people are smuggled out of Burma, Mesot, with a rope over the rivers. I can tell you stories. I was in Vietnam, was in the Philippines, I was in Malaysia, was in Indonesia, and in Russia. Now, these things, I had to stop listening to the lies of the devil, because he said, your time is over, you're going to die. I had to let go of the past. I had to guard my tongue. Death and life is in the power. You can either assist the devil or resist him. I assist him by believing the lie. We don't have money. We're not going to make it. God said I must do it, but how am I going to do it? I'm too weak. That's never, because, and then people will come say, they tried it, he tried it, she tried it, it never worked. I am not he, they, or she. I am the workmanship according to Ephesians chapter 2. That's what you are. Every listener, you are in Jesus. It's the time to get out of the boat. So, guard your tongue. Speak life. Call things into existence that doesn't exist. Psalm says you've got commanding power. Command the power of God to flow through you. Number 4, get your expectation back. We're too barren by expecting God to do the exceedingly, the abundantly, the above. Ephesians 3:20, in the Amplified Classic, it says, according to the power worketh in you. You load it with gifts. Load it with the fruit. Ephesians 1:19, the immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power is in you and for you. God created you a V12 and we try to operate as a lawnmower. God wants you to be a person of change. If you get your expectation back, that's how Samuel came through. His mother had to get her expectation. Don't stay barren with the promise of God on your life. And number 5, sow where you want to go in life. Love is a seed. I do things what I'm doing, never for money, I do it for love. The word of God is seed, your money is seed. Because the widow of Zarephath, famine, the prophet said, bake me a cake. She had the rightful excuse. It's famine, I only have a handful of flour, a little bit of oil. No, the seed is going to take her where she needs to go to break. The right seed in the wrong season of your life will break that season and take you into the dimensions of God. So that is what's going to help you when you face the challenge. Stop listening to the lies of the devil. Let go of your past, who hurt you, who disappoint you. Guard your tongue. Get your expectation back and sow. And when I can become a sower, generous as Jesus, I am guaranteed. I bought property, I bought a hotel without money by faith, by this principle I'm just sharing through the Word of God.
Pastor Gustav, as we close our program and our visit today, I would just encourage you, for those listening not only here in the U.S. but around the world, pray a word of encouragement that will really stir people's spirits.
Amen. Let's pray. What we must realize, God is the same God. If it's in Africa, if it's in Russia, if it's in the outer parts of the world, and Father, we come to this God. Heaven is his throne, earth the footstool, and that God lives inside of us. We come against every attack of the enemy, and that people will know they're valuable, they're precious, because it costs the blood of the Lamb to redeem them. And the word says we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We agree right now to agree with heaven, to agree with your word. We say, devil, you take your hands off. We God's property. We remove the word impossible out of our vocabulary, because with God, all things are possible. I pray a word that everybody that hears this prayer will start moving in dimensions greater than themselves. Because 1 John 4 says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I pray, because your word says they are world changers, history makers, planet shakers, overcomers of everything, and they're the apple of your eye. And we say thank you that you chose us above angels and that you use earthen vessels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gustav, thank you for the visit today. God bless you in your work around the world, and we look forward to catching up with you real soon.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, and we love you. Thank you for the opportunity that I can be amongst great people. Thank you.
Once again, Dr. Gustav is founder and senior pastor of Lofdal International, based in Cape Town, South Africa. You can find out more about their ministry and what's going on with their worldwide outreach. You can find out more at lofdal.com. That's lofdal.com, lofdal.com. Thanks for listening to this special interview today on In Spirit Radio.